Fight Club exclusive, Peter Schweitzer. We found 107 Chinese surrogacy agencies in California used by China to game U.S. immigration laws. By Catherine Hamilton on February 6, 2026. Chinese elites are using birthright citizenship and the unregulated surrogacy industry to secure U.S. citizenship for their children. A massive campaign that could significantly influence upcoming American elections. Number 1 New York Times best-selling investigative journalist and Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer said during a special Thursday evening founders roundtable with the Breitbart Fight Club. Schweitzer extensively detailed the Chinese Communist Party's CCP birthing schemes in his new book The Invisible Coup: How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon, and took audience questions about the subject during Thursday's online event. The Chinese surrogacy scheme is the idea that a rich guy in China hires a woman in the United States, a U.S. citizen, provides the sperm, the woman becomes pregnant. She's carrying his child. She's paid $50,000 to $60,000 to carry that child. The child is born. The child is then returned to the father back in China, where again, the child is going to be a U.S. citizen. Not only born here, but the birth mother is actually a U.S. citizen, Schweitzer described. So that adds to the citizenship allure. That child will also be raised in China. The Chinese government and Chinese research firms believe that roughly a million Chinese babies have been born in the United States over the last 13 years and are being raised in China. Those are the birthright ones, not the surrogacy ones we have no numbers for. Schweitzer referenced a story published by the Wall Street Journal in December 2025 about a Chinese billionaire who has had more than 100 children born in the U.S. through surrogacy. In his new book, Schweitzer also delved into the example of senior CCP official Guo Jinxuan, who has at least 21 children connected to him. Xuan's story became more widely known when a 2-month-old infant under his care was hospitalized with head injuries in May 2025. And officials subsequently found 15 children living in his $4.1 million mansion in Arcadia, California, ranging from infants to teenagers. So some of those guys are really scaling it up and creating basically an army of people that are going to be U.S. citizens being raised in China, Schweitzer said. And we found, and I report this in the book, that just in Southern California, we found 107 Chinese-owned surrogacy businesses that are offering these services in China to come to the United States and have this done. So that's a problem that we don't even know the scale of, he added. Schweitzer emphasized in his book that from a CCP perspective, Chinese elites using these services offer no evidence that they reject the CCP and embrace American or Western values. He pointed to specific examples, including a birth tourism company called Star Baby Care that has a client list including government tax officials, executives at China Telecom, Chinese Central Television, and Bank of China. USA Happy Baby, another company he wrote about, reportedly has customers including people who worked for the government's radio propaganda agency and the feared Public Security Bureau. Besides the motivation of cash flow, Schweitzer highlighted how Communist China has a long and notorious history of using mass migration as a strategic weapon. He wrote, in 1997, Great Britain began the 2-decade process of Hong Kong's transition from British to Communist Chinese rule. During that period, Beijing, under the auspices of the Chinese Communist Party, engineered an elaborate effort to have more than 83,000 Chinese with fake identities migrate to Hong Kong. These immigrants represented 1.4% of Hong Kong's population. But even more importantly, they totaled 9.12% of the territory's voting population. These fifth columnists appear to be ordinary immigrants, but they carry the Chinese government's official blessing, explains scholar Yin Qian, as quoted by Schweitzer. These migrants served as Beijing's invisible hand to steer the territory in the designed direction, Qian added. Schweitzer's The Invisible Coup, How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon debuted at number 1 on the New York Times bestseller list and is available to purchase here.